Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Pick Your Million-Dollar Niche in 5 Steps. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Most entrepreneurs fail not because they lack talent or work ethic, but because they pick the wrong niche from the start. They either go so broad they disappear into the noise, or so narrow they hit a ceiling at $50,000 and wonder why they can't break through. Today, I'm sharing the exact framework to find what I call your Goldilocks niche. Not too big, not too small, but just right for building a million-dollar business. The first principle is understanding the size sweet spot. You want a niche specific enough that you can dominate search results and own word-of-mouth conversations, but big enough to scale beyond 6 figures without having to completely pivot your business model. The magic number I look for is 10,000 to 100,000 potential customers maximum. This gives you room to grow while maintaining focus. But size isn't everything. Your niche must pass what I call the pain intensity test. The problem you solve should be the kind that keeps your ideal customers awake at 3 in the morning. They should be actively searching for solutions monthly, not yearly, and willing to pay premium prices because the urgency is real. If they can easily live without your solution, you need to find a different niche. Let me tell you about Sarah, one of my coaching clients. She started by targeting small businesses with social media services. After 18 months of struggle, she had almost nothing to show for it. Then she made one crucial shift. She focused exclusively on orthodontists who wanted to attract teen patients. Same social media skills, completely different positioning. Within 6 months, she had a waitlist of 30-plus clients paying $3,000 monthly. The niche had 12,000 orthodontists in the U.S., each desperately needing younger patients to future-proof their practice. Here's the key insight Sarah understood. Always identify your next-door neighbors before you start. Her expansion path was clear: orthodontists to pediatric dentists to family dentists. Building this bridge into your initial positioning prevents the dreaded revenue plateau that hits most businesses in year 2. So here's your homework. Write down 3 potential niches and research the exact number of businesses in each one. Then pick the niche where you can name 50 potential customers in under 10 minutes. Start there. Dominate that space, then systematically expand to your neighboring markets. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.